What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
The one and only Darren Green Show.
Chad, I'm not going to lie. This podcast, honey, I'm going to be in my bag. I'm going to have to be in my bag with this episode because this is just one of these episodes, Chad. It's one of these topics that's just going to get me there, okay? So I'm putting full disclaimer, okay, before we get into anything, okay? But that being said, welcome again to the Darren Green Show, your weekly dose of pop culture news, music, social media gossip, and reality TV. Be sure that if you're watching this on YouTube, to leave your thoughts in the comments. Also, leave a like. And if you're not subscribed to the channel by now, girl, what are we doing? Subscribe to that goddamn channel. And to the audio listeners, hey, be sure to leave a rate and review. We love those over there. Podcast audio, we're doing numbers. I see y'all. I'll be seeing y'all on my analytics and stuff. So thank you to you. And we're going to have a good show. There's a couple of deliverables that I have to attend to before we get into anything. Okay, as far as the week report, just letting you know, heads up, I will not be on for the next 2 weeks. Yes, next 2 weeks. So the Mondays is going to be real boring without me. I understand. Thank you. Thank you very much. But I have some events that are going on that seem to overlap each other. I'm going out on a little bit of a staycation or whatever. Not a staycation, but like I'm going out to Philly or whatever, and with some content creative friends. Okay, we're probably going to talk about my girl Medusa and stuff like that. So we are doing a Real Housewives of Atlanta slumber party. And we're also going to be going out too, because we're going out clubbing and stuff. But that's going to be like a little fun thing. We got like a little Airbnb. We're going to be watching, like binge watching Housewives from like episode one of season one. Okay. And we're going to be doing that. And then the following week, I'm supposed to be doing a photo shoot with another friend. And I thought this was going to be a photo shoot for a new cover art for the podcast, because we're getting close to the 8th year anniversary of this show, of this channel, really. You get what I'm saying? Can I get a bomb? We about to be celebrating 8 years, but you know what I'm going to do? I'm doing a photo shoot for the YouTube banner and also for a YouTube profile, because we're changing things. We're going to create Darren Green TV, and that's going to be the hub of the Darren Green Show and the weekly app, and maybe some other content. That I mean, I know I do the reaction reviews and all that with the music and stuff. So I'm just trying to organize everything with my company. And I think that the Darren Green Show's cover art, if ain't nothing broke, don't fix it, child. If nothing broke, don't fix it. So I'm going to keep the cover art, but I'm probably going to do something for the anniversary. I want to do something. Like, I have to do something. It's been 8 years, right? So that's happening there. I also wanted to bring up the fact that, hey, I decided to surprise drop the weekly app. So initially, I was going to wait till next year. I was going to wait till I got everything ironed out and, you know, I'm going to make sure I practice to see how I can do it and all this other stuff. I say, you know what? Post that shit now. Post that shit down. And that is the moral of the story, guys. You need, if don't sit on something if it's not good, because I feel like there's definitely things that I want to pick apart for the next time I do the weekly app, which will probably be recent. It'll be in between this 2 week break for the podcast. Be up on that. But don't procrastinate and don't feel like you got to wait too long to make sure you have everything together. It's not going to be fully formed until it gets to that point. That's how this podcast was. I just got on this mic and started talking. But then the years of knowledge and the years of doing this over and over and over and over again, you get what I'm saying? I found my flow of the show. Wow, that rhymed. Anyway, enough about that. We got to get into these topics because I don't want to go over too much, right? Here is the thing. We got to talk about a lot of topics. We don't have a lot of topics to talk about, but some of these topics is just going to take a little bit more time. What the hell happened to Tamar? I don't know. We about to find out in a minute. We also got to talk about Lil Nas X, that whole situation. Like I said, when I told you I was going to be in my bag, Honey, I'm going to be in my bag. We also have to talk about the late YouTuber Malik Taylor passing and how people are being weird around that. Snoop Dogg is coming for the geese. Okay, all that and more coming up on the Darren Green Show. All right, we got to get into our first topic. We have to talk about Miss Tamar Braxton because, girl, what happened? Who, what, where, when, and why? That's what I want. That's what I need. That's what I yearn with this topic. Who, what, where, when, and why? Because how the hell you woke up in a pool of blood, teeth missing, face all messed up and stuff? Girl, let me get into this excerpt and I'm going to give you guys my thoughts. Now, I said that Tamar opens up about her near-death experience and serious injuries. She shared a personal update with her fans after suffering a medical emergency. The Grammy-nominated singer took to Instagram stories to reveal that she nearly lost her life on Sunday after being found unresponsive with severe injuries. In her message, Braxton explained that she was discovered in a pool of blood by a friend who immediately rushed to help. She went on to detail the extent of her injury, saying that she fractured her nose, lost several teeth, and is struggling with mobility. The experience has left her physically weakened and emotionally shaken, child. Now, this is exactly what she wrote on her Insta story, right? Let me get that up real quick. Hold on one second, child. She said, "I struggled to write this, but everyone keeps calling me. And honestly, I can't even really talk anymore. I'm so weak. I almost died Sunday. I was found in a pool of blood from my friend with a face injury. As these days go by, I fractured my nose, lost my teeth and mobility. The way I looked at life now is totally different. My health is on the mend. My mental journey begins. Pray for me for real. I don't even know what happened to me." Honey, you don't know. I don't know. We don't know. Funky Dineva didn't know. he was with you that night of. Okay. Now, see, allegedly. Okay. Because I ain't trying to get sued. But the streets was whispering, and it looks like word is that Tamar Braxton was allegedly seen and vibing and real close with Mendeecee Harris, okay, Yandy's Mendeecee, if y'all know Love and Hip Hop, at the V12 Lounge in Atlanta the night before the accident. An eyewitness allegedly claimed that the two were together all night, allegedly leaving at 1 a.m. and allegedly pulling to the after party back at Tamar's spot. And now this is where Funky Dineva comes in, because Funky Dineva, because it's weird that this is making its rounds, but she really was with Funky Dineva. She was like, because Funky Dineva talked about it on her channel or whatever, and basically was like, I was with her the whole time during the, when we was at the V12, and then we went to Ruth Chris, and then we went back to our house, and then I never went upstairs, and I ended up leaving and then going home. I didn't know what happened after that. I didn't go upstairs. Now, my thing is, what was happening upstairs? What was happening upstairs? You get what I'm saying? And I believe Funky. I don't think that he's trying to hide anything or anybody. But who else was in that damn house part, after party or whatever? And why y'all keep on doing these damn after parties after the damn party? It'd be 4 o'clock, 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. Y'all be doing these damn after parties. I couldn't be no celebrity. Because I'm going to tell y'all right now, I said after the first party, I'm going home. I'm not doing all that. I ain't going to these after parties and these basements and these rituals. Ooh, let me stop, child. I'm too tired. If we can do this in the morning, you get what I'm saying? Honey, let's have brunch. So it's very unclear as to what happened to her. She doesn't even know what happened. I mean, some people think that either she fell or she got into an argument with somebody. I mean, with this Mendeecee alleged story, I mean, like, what, did Yandy pull up or something like that? Did Yandy pull up and say, what the hell are you doing? You get what I'm saying? It's a lot that we don't know. It's a lot that we don't know, but I think that it's very weird for people to also say that, oh, they're taking the time to make this seem, oh, she's doing this for publicity, or she's doing this to inflate numbers for the Braxton Family Values, which I didn't even know was still a thing. To my understanding, I didn't know they were still an active season. Did not know that. This is news to me, but also that she's trying to make an excuse to get more surgery. Now, I don't know. I really don't know, but I mean, the fact that you lost teeth, like, No, you got into a fight or somebody did something to you. I really hope that's not the case, but I mean, I just hope we find something. Like, is there any type of recollection? Has she spoken to the cops? Have they did like an investigation, like they not interrogated, but look for evidence in the house or whatever that seen that somebody did something? I don't know. How do you not know what happened? Okay, you could have blacked out or whatever, but still, I'm just like, what is... Child, Tamar, you're stressing this out. I mean, there was a lot of people bringing up the whole, ritual thing. I was talking to my friend about that. I got them friends that got them tinfoil hats. It's always saying everything is demonic and Illuminati's trying to get her and all this other stuff. And in connections with other people, because let's be very clear. I mean, we're going to talk about the Lil Nas X story, but then Tyla... We were just talking about her last week, but she was carried out of a club. She was passed out or whatever. Something is going on over there in Hollyweird and with the celebrities. I think that this was like a series of situations. We found out about the Tamar thing, Lil Nas X thing, Tyla. You get what I'm saying? Who is next? It's really weird up in Hollyweird right now. So, girl, that's why I said, look, if I ever got to a point where I'm like up there, and people know me and stuff like that, I'm not going to LA. I would never go there. You know what I mean? I would visit maybe to do something for work. You get what I'm saying? I'm doing an interview. I'm doing this. I'm collabing or with that and the third. But honey, I'm not into the... I ain't playing these reindeer games. And that's what it looks like. It looks like a lot of people playing reindeer games. But anyway, speaking of reindeer games, I got to talk about Lil Nas X. We have to, right? Let me see, child. Yeah, I'm going to pull up this one right here because it's a lot. It's a lot. And I had to really just, like, I was working on this all the way up until, because I had got up early in the morning because I don't know why. I just like to get up. It was at 3 a.m., child. And I was writing for this topic because I wanted to make sure I say everything. I wanted to make sure all my foot was in all these people's necks as I deliberate. You get what I'm saying? Because this is an unusual turn of events and just an overall unusual situation. And I think that, I'm trying to get my words together, child, before I get into this excerpt. I think that we really do fail people sometimes. It's in some instances in civilization, we really do fail people when it comes to people that need help, that clearly is strung out or is clearly needing guidance or whatever the case is. We've gotten so desensitized and just we've just dehumanized everybody. Like, everybody's dehumanized at this point. I mean, especially the celebrities that have real lives, that are real people, that have situations and trials and tribulations, same as we do. But we go ahead and, oh, let me get it. Let me, ooh, ooh. No empathy at all, just apathy. But anyway, let me get off my soapbox, child. Let's get into this topic. Now, Lil Nas X caused a stir on the internet after he was caught on camera strutting down the street in L.A. with nothing on but underwear in some white cowboy boots singing random songs. Amidst this time, like, he was walking around, people was recording him. It was reported that when the LAPD showed up, right, at that point, he took the drawers off in the cowboy boots and lunged at the police. Now, there is some footage of him being fully nude before the police came or whatever, and he was just walking around rapping Nicki Minaj's Monsterverse and stuff like that. At that point, when the police got there, he was subdued. He had to be taken down and taken to the hospital at one point because of a possible OD on some controlled substances. And after that, he was then taken to jail with no bond. He is currently here as I'm recording this, but as I upload this episode at 12 noon on Monday, he should be out, hopefully. We'll see. But he is in police custody as I'm doing this taping of the show. Now, a source spoke to Daily Mail, and they say that the rapper's relatives are concerned that some of his newer friends may be exploiting him financially. Now, see, that's crazy. Now, they say, in quotes, Nas doesn't feel that he can trust many people from his past because they tried to exploit him financially. But some of those people suspect that his new friends can't trust him either. He's been hanging around some speedy characters in L.A. who some people suspect has been leeching off of him and living in his house. Girl, this sound like that show. You remember that show, that dude from that did Euphoria, and it had The Weeknd in it, and it had that white girl that was like playing like a singer, and he was like a cult leader. I don't remember the name of that show, and I watched every episode too, and I thought it was so messy. But that's what this kind of sounds like. Like, they living in his house? See, now the source added that his career struggles are also taking a toll. His career has been going through a downhill for a while, and that has affected him. Amid these concerns, the insider noted that Lil Nas X's family wants to step in and stage an intervention. Okay, Lil Nas X has been going through it all year, actually. Let's keep it all the way real. He has been going through it for a year. People noticed that he was kind of off his rocker with some of the Instagram posts that he was making, and he do seems a little not himself, meaning not himself. He's, you get what I'm saying, for lack of a better term. And we covered the story that half his face was paralyzed for some reason that we never found out. I think it's safe to say we kind of know the reason, kind of. But yeah, it's a lot. There's a lot of things, as I get into my notes, okay, that I would want to get into, right? Where do we even start, child? Oh, Lord, where do we even start? So there's a lot of questions and there's a lot of conversation surrounding this situation. Is the industry messing with him? People have linked whatever dark energy or demonic forces that's trying to have him under spells, or he's doing this for publicity. Honey, this is an age-old tale. It just wasn't this crazy, but I do remember something happened with Tevin Campbell way back when. I don't know the synopsis of that story, but I do believe that he was strung out and he was walking the streets doing the things. I'm going to do research on that because I want to see if this kind of links a little bit. But then also Martin Lawrence, I remember they called him like he was strung out, like saying they're going to kill me walking in the streets of L.A. There's a lot of weird behavior in Hollywood. Let's be very clear. I'm not going to be like the ones that's naive to say that there's not nothing going on weird over there. But no, there's a lot of weird shit that be happening. It's a lot of weird, icky shit. Okay, that goes on over there in LA, Hollywood, whatever you want to call it. But I think that in this situation, there's multiple things could be true at the same time. Now, I don't think that it's a publicity stunt. Let me just say that. I don't think it is. And we'll get into that a little bit later. But I do think that multiple things could be at play here. This is a person that had such a fall from grace when it comes to musically and being on the charts that I can't say we've ever seen before. You get what I'm saying? He had a number one song for many weeks. He broke Mariah Carey's record. You get what I'm saying? Not even just the Old Town Road stuff. He had a couple of other hits too. A couple of other songs that really topped the charts around that time where he came out. I mean, before he came out, then after he came out, that was a big story. He's a Grammy artist. He's a Grammy award winning artist. You get what I'm saying? He had all these types of accolades to now struggling to drop music. His music label's not letting him drop music. His music is not hitting the charts. There's a lack of promotion. I wouldn't even say he's a one hit wonder. He's a couple of hit wonders. You get what I'm saying? But we all thought at one point, because I feel like everybody kind of got off the train with Lil Nas X with his antics, which I understand. But at one point, we thought that he was going to be like this big mega star. And this is a star that has never been before. Like, he's a black queer artist. We don't have a lot of those. We have a lot of those. I mean, when you talk about like a Luther Vandross or a Tevin Campbell. First of all, Luther wasn't out. So we never knew until like after the fact. And what's the name? Patti LaBelle ran her big ass mouth. You get what I'm saying? And then we had Tevin Campbell, who was kind of outed. But then he got blackballed because it wasn't the times. We don't know what that type of artist he could have been. But Lil Nas X took that when they jogging, he took the baton. I don't know, whatever the fuck this shit called, and then ran. You get what I'm saying? Ran and became this big star. And now he's struggling with his music. He's putting out every innuendo that his label is not allowing him to drop any said new music or drop an album or a project. And I think that's wear and tear on his psyche, because when you look at it, you got to look at it in a perspective of, I have all of this. I did all of this. I got the Grammy. I'm like, this is a Grammy Award winning artist. I topped the charts and stuff like that. and the work ain't selling no more. And when the work ain't selling no more, the label wants to shelve you and disregard you and in turn drop you. You get what I'm saying? And now I have to grapple with the fact that I might have to go back to what I used to do. I have to go back to the life that I used to have. That can do something to your psyche. Imagine all those rich people that like literally off themselves during the Great Depression. Like, the Great Depression hit everybody back in the day, but I heard it hit the rich real bad. Imagine like you had everything and then you have to go back down to square one. That can cause you to get into any type of things. That can cause you to get into any type of drugs or to do anything to yourself. So I think that really messed with it, with his psyche. And also to the fact that he lives in LA where there is nothing but bad company and peer pressure to self-medicate. And we just read that he has friends. It's not really his friends that's living in his house. So there's people living in this man's house and nobody is, oh my goodness, where, like, even on, not even trying to say you need to give a shit about him, because I feel like if you're living in this house, you have to be some type of friends of his, right? But you, as a person that's an opportunist, let me just get into their minds for a second. Why would you want your person that's giving you a home and a place to stay, you having him strung out, looking bad? No one thought to be like, let's get him out of here. Let's get him home, get him together, whatever, this, that, and there. Y'all just let him out. Where is his managers? Not his managers, but his bodyguards. Does he have no bodyguards at this point? Is he that down bad? I have a lot of questions. I have a lot of questions. And in turn, the coping mechanism is controlled substance. I'm pretty sure those friends probably told him to get on that. Oh, get on this. You'll feel a lot better. It's a lot of peer pressure over there in Hollywood. And I think that's what happened. That's just my observation. I could be wrong. It is what it is. I don't think that it's a publicity stunt, Michael Blackston. I don't think it's a publicity stunt, Michael Blackston, and whoever else that's trying to sit there and say that. Others on social media were saying that. I think that if he was in his right mind and he was looking for publicity for a new album, this wouldn't have been the way to do it. And I think he's a lot smarter than that. Like, he's smarter than a lot of people give him credit for. Like, he knows when to give you antics, or at one point he did know. But to willingly strip nude and to lunge at a cop, knowing that will put you in jail because you just attacked a cop, but then also stripping fully nude, knowing that people have cameras that are taking pictures, and those pictures will live on forever on the internet. We've got the first initial video with him in his underwear, and now they're circulating the video where he was fully nude. So these things are going to live forever. I don't think a person that was in their right mind would do that for clout. Like, there's other ways. I mean, he could have stopped and came to his senses when he got inkling like that the cops was coming, and then just whoop-de-whoop. But no, he continued it going. Then they said that he lunged at the cops. No sane person does it. No person that's in their right mind would do that shit. I think this might be like a classic case of the boy who cried wolf. He strolled and trolled and trolled and trolled and trolled. And then now when it's really happening to him, and now when that is something, a situation, a crisis is really going on, people don't believe it. So I think that's what's going on here. I also find it very weird that people's first instinct were to take videos when you saw him strung out. We all know what that looks like. We all have people in our families that has gotten substance abuse, alcohol abuse, whatever type of abuse, to the point where they cannot think for themselves and they act crazy as hell. You get what I'm saying? And we know what that looks like. But when it's a celebrity, oh, I'm going to make money off of this. I'm going to get paid by TMZ. I hope it was worth it. To the person that did that, not even just the underwear one, but when he took off all his clothes, and I know he's probably selling that in the dark web, the uncensored version, whoever he is, I hope you got your fucking money's worth. You get what I'm saying? I think that's weird and soulless to do that and to understand that there's somebody that's really going through something that's, I wouldn't say he's crying out for help, but he definitely needed some help. But your first instinct was to put it on camera and to sell it to TMZ. Now I'm about to drag you, TMZ. Now I'm about to drag you, TMZ, because for you to sit there and hold that footage so that you can spread out your content on this entire weekend. I think that was very messy as hell. You guys are vultures, and I cannot believe that y'all still over in my DMs trying to get me on for your little 15-second spot for y'all show. I would never get on that damn show again. Don't text me. Stop texting. Okay? Because you wouldn't do this to Troye Sivan. You wouldn't do this to any fill-in-the-blank white celebrity. You posted that video. Not even the first one. Like I said, not even the one. That's the initial one. But when he was all the way undressed, and for the blogs that echo chambered that entire, like, Shade Room, Neighborhood Talk, all can get dragged. I think that was kind of, I mean, some of my mutuals I've seen posting about this and posted those clips. I'm like, yo, like, at what point do we have some journalistic integrity? At what point are we going to have some journalistic integrity? Because that's disgusting. If y'all would have did, and y'all know damn, this would have been a white celebrity. If this would have been a woman that y'all got plastered on y'all pages like that, y'all would have got dragged. But it's funny because it's the gay guy. It's the gay black guy. You get what I'm saying? He's disrespecting his own community, and he's disrespected because he's black. Double minority. Double. Y'all are terrible. Y'all are terrible. TMZ, you count your motherfucking days. Actually, count your days. You held on to this footage for all purposes of just prolonging this. And then all it did was make him look like a clown and made people like laugh because people was laughing about it. They was like, oh, this is what it is. It really did not sit well with me. And for a person that gets into the celebrity gossip like I do, you know me. I'm not saying I'm going to quit this shit, but I'm just saying, like, I look at celebrity gossip culture differently now, because if y'all are willing to do this, we have never seen anything like this before. The only thing I can see similar was when they was doing that shit to Justin Bieber. They did that shit to Justin Bieber. There were many of occasions where paparazzis would take pictures of him fully nude. Like, we've seen those pictures. You get what I'm saying? I think one of them were posted to TMZ at one point. But we all know that was wrong. We all can agree that's wrong. But you do it again with Lil Nas X, and now it's funny. It's laughing stock of the entire internet right now. It's terrible. It's fucking terrible. You get what I'm saying? And also, one other thing, because like I said, I'm getting my foot on all these bitches' necks, all the sectors. I'm mad at everybody. And don't just think I'm mad at just one people. I'm mad at my own goddamn people. There's not enough black queer men in this industry, in this talking online and talking about pop culture, that is calling out these damn blogs. I see a couple of people on TikTok that, because I made my video, I said, I don't think this is kosher at all. You get what I'm saying? And I've seen a couple of others, but it's not at the magnitude of where it needs to be. At this time, we are under attack. And y'all's turning a blind eye or saying, I think he's doing this with publicity, trying to look good for some goddamn straight folks. Straight validation will get us killed. And y'all got to get out of that. Y'all got to get out of that. This was not no publicity stunt. Y'all know everybody knows damn this is not no publicity stunt. This was anybody else. Oh my God, like, he's strung out. We saw that with Kanye. We saw that with Kanye. And we understood what that was. And being that I brought up Kanye, this is bringing up another thing. You religious psychosis motherfuckers that says that, oh, he's mocking Jesus and God, and this is what he gets. This is his just desserts. You bitches couldn't wait to humble a queer black man. Like, at the end of the day. But let's be clear. We brought up Kanye West. Kanye West is someone that calls himself yay. Someone that used Christianity for his benefit, for his album, for his rebranding that never happened. Y'all understand his psychosis. And never said, oh, anything bad that happens to him, that's his karma. But when it's to Lil Nas X, oh, this is your karma because you did this and X and Y and Z and this, that, and the third. Now, miss me with that bullshit. Y'all are hypocrites. There has been many of artists in the past that dabbled with religious imagery. He may have been disrespectful, and I have talked about this. Let's be very clear. I have dragged him for the J. Christ thing. I didn't, now me personally, with the whole going down to the stripper pole to hell, dancing on the devil, I thought that shit was iconic as fuck. I don't care what none of y'all say, because we took the power back. That's what that meant. But the J. Christ shit, I was not down with, because I'm just like, all right, we already talked about this. We already did this. Now you're just trying to make them mad so it can cause controversy, but it backfired. I agree with that. But to say that, and you can say that maybe his karma was that his career ended, fine. His career is not the same, fine. But this situation in particular, no, we're not going to do this. We're not going to do this. And then if something were to happen to him, as far as if he dies or if he, I mean, I don't know how he's going to react when he gets out of jail to all of the, what's been talked about. If he takes his life, you get what I'm saying? Are we going to be on that same type time? No, it's going to be a lot of people like, oh my God, RIP. And if that's the case, because they don't care about our black queer asses, the less the merrier, right? Yeah, I'm just not with the whole karma thing. And anybody that sits there and says that type of shit, you can go ahead and shove a damn broomstick up your ass. We can give a goddamn. In conclusion, because this is a hefty little TED talk, right? I feel bad for him. I'm wishing a smooth recovery. Hopefully he doesn't get down for public indecency, because that can ruin your life. I mean, you can be put on the registry. Because he did get fully nude. So I'm like, ooh, girl. I think he's going to have to go to the courts on Monday or whatever. We'll see what's going to happen. I mean, is his label, his management, are they even going to try to help him out? Or he's going to just be doing this all by himself? Y'all got to understand, too, he is also 26. Okay, the frontal lobe may have formed. But 26... like, that's a year after your Jordan year. You get what I'm saying? So you are high on your own supply. Okay, you are definitely not thinking things clearly. You're not into your divine femininity or divine masculinity, whatever you want to call it. You're not matured at that age. It really is sad. We can move on, because I don't want to go on and on. But I did want to talk a little serious. I feel like we're getting serious topic after serious topic. The YouTuber Malik Taylor, he passed away at 28, girl. Yeah. And it's so weird. I was talking to a friend about this. I was like, I think this is very weird, because he was 28, a content creator that talks about entertainment news, and he's a pop culture pundit, and just like me. This kind of hit home a little bit. But popular TikToker and YouTuber Malik Taylor, also known as Party Next Shore, has passed away at 28. His fraternity, Alpha Kappa Phi, broke the devastating news on their Facebook page with a heartfelt message saying that, in quotes, "It is with heavy hearts that we share our beloved brother Malik Taylor has gone to audit eternal. To know him was to know he was a light to everyone, always bringing laughter, joy, and warm smiling, and brightened every room he entered. Malik was widely known for TikTok and YouTube for giving his social commentary about pop culture topics. On TikTok, he garnered over 250,000 followers and just relocated to Charlotte, North Carolina to continue his influencer journey. Through his death, it has been revealed now, it was because of a car crash. And this car crash was, you know, it when I seen, I don't have any pictures of it, but like they did release some photos. It was bad. I'm like, what the hell happened? I don't know. I'm not trying to say whose fault was who, because you never know. But the way them cars looks, like when the car looks almost like just crumbled up, that's how you know, girl. That's you not coming back from that. It's a very uneasy topic. And like I said, it's somebody that's around. I'm turning 28 this year. You get what I'm saying? So to see somebody that young and to have that potential, and he was a really big YouTuber, because a lot of people are linking him to TikTok. He's big on YouTube first. He came to TikTok. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I just feel so bad. And like I said, he was a successful TikTok creator or influencer. It hits home. But I want to bring this up, and I hate to do it, to the people that had all this shit to say, saying that, oh, I didn't agree with his topics, or he talked about Meg, or he did this, or he said this that I didn't like, and he was very mean, he had a dark energy and stuff like that. when y'all could have just said nothing. Whatever happened to respecting the dead and not even respecting the dead? You don't have to be all fake and say, oh my God, we lost like a legend. You ain't got to be all fake, all that. You ain't got to do all that. You could just say nothing if you don't want to mourn somebody. But people just having their unsolicited opinions and views on, oh, it's above me. He said this to me, or he blocked me, or he said something about somebody that I love. He said something about Megan. You do know the universe is watching. Okay. And it will gladly do a uno reverse on your ass quickly over here. And over here saying that. And like I said, be very quick, be very careful who you publicly speak ill on when they have died. And I don't believe that you have to, like I said, you could have said nothing. You don't have to say anything. But when you do say something, and I find it very weird that I'm going to bring up some stand culture, because I feel like it always goes back to stand culture. These Barty gangs and the hotties, y'all asses gave the Barbs and Nikki so much shit because the whole line on your dead mama, and then they was coming for Meg's deceased mom. There was people coming to her damn funeral site and stuff like that. Rightfully so, that was wrong. You get what I'm saying? That was spiteful. You get what I'm saying? You called them out, but then now when it came to this, y'all saying, we don't care, we whatever. He got what he deserved, or whatever the case is. Hypocrites. Y'all are hypocrites. Y'all can't sit there and come for one fan base and y'all act. That's why I say these stan cultures, these stans, they are all the same. They deify the people that they stan, and anybody that has any type of criticism towards them, like, oh, it's like the deadliest sin. I think that the hypocrisy on this internet is very ludicrous. Look, here's the thing. I didn't agree with his topics. Let's be very clear. I felt like his topics in regards to Meg Thee Stallion, I didn't like it because I felt like I believed that she got shot. In his words, it seemed like he had like doubt that it was Tory. And he got dragged for it. He got dragged for it for many months on TikTok. And I kind of played a role into it. Cause I didn't play a role into it, but I commented. Whenever I got on there, I made my little posts and said what I said. And it's so funny, too, because he actually featured my video on his video, which I thought was, when I told my friend this, I was like, look, let me tell you something. I don't never take nothing to heart. Like, I think what we do on here is sport. And the fact that he shared my video, I was talking crap. It is what it is. And I felt like he probably didn't, we all using shit for content. But even though you feature me on your video just to have your little thing because of what I said about you, I still have empathy and feel bad that this situation has happened to him. I don't care who you are. Oh, it depends on what you did. Now, if you were a murderer, if you were a rapist, got you. Like, we don't mess with that. You get what I'm saying? Or you're an agent of fascism, Hitler, screw you. You get what I'm saying? But somebody that has opposing viewpoints and opinions on things that you don't agree with, have we gotten to that point where people's views, their political views, their views on whoever, you get what I'm saying, would dictate if you deserve my mourning? If you were to die or something? That's kind of weird. I think we got desensitized a little bit. I think it people are so hell bent on, if you don't see it how I see it, then I ain't gonna see it. Like, it's weird. It's a weird time that we're living in right now. It's very unfortunate that this creator has passed away so untimely. He was just celebrating his 28th birthday. That's crazy. That's real crazy. But y'all will tell me what y'all think about it in the comments, child. We can move on to our news and music because we do have a couple of topics over there, over here. So, how did y'all like my reaction video to Doja's Jealous Type? Okay. They said this song is already like topping the charts on Spotify and stuff like that. Like, I think she was like number 14 on the Spotify charts. Definitely number one on iTunes. Everybody getting number one on iTunes. iTunes is so easy to get number one when you're a celebrity at that magnitude. I like the video. I did say I wanted a little bit more of a skit before we got into it. I like the dark fantasy. Also, like I said, it gave back rooms. It definitely the 80s vibe. She's definitely going into her 80s bag with this album. And I cannot wait till it comes out. Like I said, when Doja keeps it about the music, she will always win. She will always win, y'all. Just keep it about the music. Stop with this controversy. Just make some good music because this girl know how to. And that's what I said, too. I said, let me tell you something. The fact that she's still able to do what she do is because, okay, yes, she could be problematic, but she makes up for good music. If you make some good music, but it's problematic, you might can continue with your career, child. Yeah, I mean, she is kind of one of those artists to me, and I'm not telling y'all to be like this, but like she is one of those artists where I just got to separate the art from the artists. Because just, okay, yeah, your personality ain't shit, but damn, that music, that song sounds so good. But yeah, that happened. Also, Ice Spice, Ice of the Spice is coming back. Okay. Grah. Like, okay, she did. First of all, I love this sample with my MIA's Bad Girls. That sounds good. And see, a lot of people are already talking about some. Oh, y'all sit there and came for Cardi B's Imaginary Player saying that it's not good, but then y'all sit there and stand up for this. Ice Spice gives you a feeling. Okay, it may not be heavily lyrical, but Cardi, I mean, to the Cardi gangs are saying that, Cardi, she wasn't heavily lyrical. She gave you a vibe, and that vibe was turn up. And this is what Ice Spice is giving. She's giving you turn up, twerk, rah, and then giving you like the little samples on the side. It sounds good. Like, everything that Cardi was. Sorry, no shade. So that's why people are standing up for this. Do I think this song is going to do well? I don't know. I think that it might not do any better than Imaginary Players, honestly. I think that this will be good in the hood. The hood is definitely going to rock it. She might get lucky that it gets viral on TikTok. But as for it doing, I don't see this going like number one or anything like that. But who knows? It's Ice Spice. I heard Teyana Taylor came out with an album too. I did not know she dropped a whole album. But anyway, I wanted to move on and switch gears into our Who Childs. We only got a couple today. We got to talk about Snoop Dogg just for a little second. Yeah, so Snoop Dogg is questioning the LGBTQ representation in children's movies. During a recent interview on the It's Giving podcast, he shared that after his grandson asked why two women were having a child in a film, he said, "I'm scared to go to movies now." He added that these are kids. Do we have to show that at that age? And they're going to ask questions I don't have the answer to, right? Take a look at what was talked about, okay?
Like, because we're in this single mother epidemic where there are a lot of single moms, I think moms are raising women in their sons. I think that they're coddling their sons and they're hardening their daughters. And so I feel like we're inverted, especially in our community where women are much more masculine and men are much more feminine. And I don't like that.
See, that goes back to the presentation I spoke to you earlier. What you see is what you see. Mm. They putting it everywhere. I took my grandson to see, what was the movie with it? Buzz Lightyear.
Toy Story?
Not that one, but
the new Buzz. The Lightyear. I think it was called Lightyear.
Yeah, with Keke Palmer is in that movie.
Okay.
She plays like the daughter. So we watching it, and the lady, which is Keke's mama, they move on into the space years. They move down the line. They're like, man, she had a baby with a woman. Well, my grandson, in the middle of the movie, like, Papa Snoop, how she have a baby with a woman? She a woman. Oh, shit. I didn't come in for this shit. I just came and watched the goddamn movie. Hey, man, watch the movie. They just said she and she had a baby. They both women. How did she have a baby? Shh. The movie ain't over with. So it's like, it's fuck me. I'm scared to go to the movies now. Like, y'all throwing me in the middle of shit that I don't have an answer for.
Yeah. What was your, what'd you tell him?
Watch the movie. Eat this popcorn.
You said, we don't know.
It threw me for a loop. I'm like, what part of the movie was this? These are kids that we have to show that at this age, like.
That part.
They're going to ask questions.
Yeah.
They are going to ask, I don't have the answer.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to stop him right here, child, because this age old fucking trope. And Snoop Dogg, you've been in L.A. for as long as the goddamn pyramids in Egypt. Okay, bitch. Sir, let me give you your respects. Sir, you have been in L.A. that long, in Hollywood or whatever this is, over there. You know what shit is. You know what shit is about. you get what I'm saying? It's just that you don't want to have these conversations. That's the thing. You don't want to have these conversations because you don't want that to sink into the grandkids and now they're corrupted and they may get the gay or whatever you people like to think in your minds. He cited Buzz Lightyear, and I'm going to get into Miss Thang that was saying we're teaching our daughters to be masculine and our sons to be feminine. We'll get into that a little bit later. That was a 2 to 3 second, you get what I'm saying, part of an entire movie. If you mean to tell me your child had questions, okay, yeah, kids question everything. That's true. There was a lot of movies that I watched as a child that were straight centered, heterosexual centered, and I had many questions, and my mom told me, you're not old enough to know those conversations, and we moved on. What's stopping you here? Oh, okay, check mark or thumbs up. Exactly. What is stopping you here? You get what I'm saying? It's a fear. Snoop Dogg is around. He's a part of that generation. I'm not that, I don't think he's not going to get canceled. Who cares at this point? Cancel culture is dead. I just want y'all to stop talking. Just stop talking about this shit. And like I said, to Miss Thing that's saying, oh, they're teaching their daughters to be masculine, I don't think that's the case. And at the end of the day, you're going to learn your what they call a divine masculinity and divine femininity. In real life, people exude both. Okay. I'm not saying that we're teaching these people to be like masculine and wearing men's clothes and this, that, or the whole thing or the whole picture. But at the end of the day, what do y'all mean when y'all saying masculine? Or what do y'all mean when y'all saying feminine? Who gave we make up these freaking tasks and personality traits and we say women gotta be this, men gotta be this, men gotta act like this, women gotta act like that. We're in 2025. But you know what? It's because we're moving so far back into conservatism. Everything is political. Everything has to do with this presidency. This presidency has set the tone for how things are going to be nowadays. So we are going to go back to those Stony Age. We might even go back to the 50s at this point. The way people are just like, okay, you got to cut the grass, sir. And you got to sit there and look pretty and wash dishes. You know what I'm saying? It's stupid shit. To me, I just think this conversation is just really stupid. And it's really a straight conversation. So I guess I'm just putting my little gay 2 cents into it. It doesn't mean nothing, but whatever. But as for the representation, you act like it was a full on, like this person wasn't even a supporting actress. This wasn't even a supporting role. This was 2 seconds of a goddamn film that got y'all riled up. 2 seconds. And I don't believe them kids was questioning that much. I mean, they could, it's possible. Quick, kids questioned everything. But my thing is, what are you going to do when you go outside? Because you live in LA. You live in those parts where there's diversity all over. What are you going to see? You walking down the street, you see a drag queen. Your kids see a drag queen. They want to know what's going on. Or your kids see two women or two men holding hands, walking down. What are you going to do with that? Because you're not stopping that from happening. You're not stopping your kids from seeing that. I'm sorry. And like I said, this is an age-old trope that we are tired of listening to. Snoop, do you, boo, because that's what you're going to do regardless. But yeah, girl, you lost me some brownie points. Now, also, I wanted to get into this last topic before I get up out of here. It's going to be a short little episode. Child, why they talk about these? The gay agenda, honey. Oh, the gay agenda strikes again. This topic has been going on for the past couple weeks now. Now, these two guys, I believe his name is AI Cash. They went viral after the designer began popping out with his own design. So he's been selling these skirts. And before, he wasn't getting no traction. Nobody was buying his stuff. This, that, and third, whoopity-woo, whoopity-woo. But him and his friend decided to actually sport the skirts that he's selling. And it has now gone viral. Now, these are two straight men, by the way. These are two straight, from my understanding. Okay? That's what they say they are. That's what they are. Okay? These are straight men wearing skirts. And the people have been talking crap. They've been going everywhere. going to the gym. He even has a skirt for the gym. I did not know people be wearing skirts for the gym. Okay. That, now see, that brown one is cute because it works with the green. Yeah. Yeah. He's been doing a lot of TikTok videos. This one in particular right here. Yeah, that's the skirt with you can go to the gym with. I mean, it's a cute skirt. It fits the body right. You get what I'm saying? There's a lot of people that's following suit. There's a lot of men that's now, we see queer men mainly take on this trope, and men get dragged for it. Look, I think if you got the body for it, you got the body for it. These guys have the body for it, okay? Let's be very clear. But there has been a lot of scrutiny that they got from a lot of women and a lot of men. And I just have to say, I seen this one girl that's like really big on TikTok. She's like a New Yorker, honey, because she got the whole thing. She just like, I find it so funny how this aggravates people. I mean, the people are doing exactly what these guys wanted them to do, which was talk about the skirt. And you know what? I'm gonna buy the skirt because it looked good. You get what I'm saying? So a mission accomplished for them. I find it, one of them was talking about it recently, was saying, oh my goodness, I did not know how much scrutiny I can get for doing this. I'm like, honey, you didn't know? You didn't know how homophobic this world is, child? And for the life of me, like I said, there's a lot of hypocrisy when it comes to black and brown people. But these damn Scottish people or whatever, whoever the hell, can wear them damn kilts and look like skirts and they be looking real stunty cunty and all that. So I think it's definitely a double standard. Even going back to the red dress thing where people was just like outrightly upset. What gets me, I understand the men, because stupid ass homophobic men are just going to be stupid and be like, oh my God, like why are you doing this? There are men, this and that. But it's really to the women. And I'm going to say something. If I say something, we just gonna keep it a whole stack. I think y'all be seeing that some of these men that be dressing like this be so attractive, but you can never, you're upset that they're not dressing how you want them to dress. It's like you're mad that this person could be, not saying that these guys are gay, but let's just say, like, talking about the gay men for the red dress run. There was a lot of women that was like, oh my God, what happened to our men? This, that, and the third, whoop-de-whoop and whop-de-whop. And I'm just like, these niggas is gay. They was never going to be with you. So I'm like, well, you wanted to fuck them, but they don't want to fuck you. That's why you're mad. Let's call a fucking thing a thing. In regards to these boys, it's clear that they're rage baiting to try to sell product. They look good wearing it. At the end of the day, I find it so funny that people like to say that, oh, they see two, like a couple, like y'all act like this is every man in America. Every straight black man in America is wearing dresses and skirts and women's clothing. It's only a selective few. Because at the end of the day, most of these men, they conform to society anyway because they don't want to be shunned. But some of the men that don't give a fuck, you get what I'm saying? It's going to sit there and do what they're going to do, what they're going to do. You want to sit there and say, oh my goodness, all these men are turning. They're not turning. It's a selected few. There are still men out there that dress how you want them to dress, girl. It's not that deep. And also to the men that is saying that, I'm just like, y'all, they literally got kicked out of a mall. Now I smell a lawsuit. They got kicked out of a mall. Now I don't know what they were doing, because they started recording as they was getting kicked out. But they got kicked out of a mall, I guess, because they were wearing a dress. I think that's kind of, I don't know. It's a little, but I thought the conversation around this was interesting. But we gonna get up out of here, child. I done talked enough. I done said as much as I can say for these topics. I do enjoy this episode. I was kind of in my bag a little bit because some things have to be said. And we have to really pay attention how we treat one another. It doesn't matter if you're famous or not. I talk about celebrities, but I do believe that they're people. I don't dehumanize them. They are public figures, and when they do fuck shit, we got to talk about it. But when it's situations like this, I think that there has to be some type of integrity. That's really just that on that. So anyway, I will see you guys in the next 2 weeks. Hope you enjoyed this show. And toodles.